If it's composed, the rising has the characteristics joined with it. Arising, if it's uncomposed, I'll characterize the composite. The tree arising and so forth can singly act to characterize the composite combined out there in one location at one time. If other characteristics of the composite arising has and lasting and destruction, then it's endless or they are uncomposed. Arising of arising just, the root arising makes arise, the root arising on its part, arising of arising is. Arising of arising if, your root arising makes arise, how will what has not been produced by your root one produce it then? If that produced by your root one produces that root one itself, how does the root one that was not produced by that give rise to it? Your this that is arising would, as you would wish, give rise to that. If this that has not been produced were able to give rise to it. Just as the lamp illuminates its own and other's entities, arising too may make arise both one and other's entities. There is no darkness in the lamp, nor in the place where it is set. How does a lamp illuminate illumination's clearing dark? How is the darkness cleared away by means of an arising lamp, when an arising lamp does not make contact with the dark at all? Or if the darkness is cleared by a lamp it had no contact with, this one set here will clear away the darkness there is in all the world. A lamp, if it illuminates itself and other entities, then darkness too obscures itself and other entities, no doubt. Being unarisen, how would this arising then produce itself? But if arisen it produced, what is produced, produced once more. Arising the arisen or the unarisen, none of them arise at all as spelt out by the being gone, not gone, and gone on. When this that is arising is not by arising brought about, how is what is arising then set on arising to depend? Depending on what comes forth, are it not alone being free? So that which is arising and arising to are free indeed. If any unarisen thing at all exists in any place, it could arise, there's no such thing. And so what is there to arise? And this arising, if it does cause what's arising to arise, then what arising might give rise to that arising in its turn. If there's another arising that gives rise to it, there'll be no end. Could it without arising rise? Let all arise accordingly. Arising love existed first, and of the not is not correct, nor of the existent and not both. This is already shown above, that there's arising of a thing, that ceasing is untenable, and that which isn't ceasing though, is being a thing's untenable. Nothing that's not yet last, it lasts. A thing that it lasts does not last. One which is lasting does not last. And what's that unarisen last? That there is lasting of a thing, that ceasing is untenable, and that which isn't ceasing though, is being a thing's untenable. When things by aging and by death are all at all times qualified, what are they then, those things at last, devoid of aging and of death? It's not correct that lasting lasts by everlasting or itself. Arising of arising's not by self or other just like that. What ceased already does not cease. What has not yet ceased does not cease. Nor what is ceasing similarly. What ceases that is unproduced. First as regards a thing that lasts, cessation is not tenable. And for a thing that does not last, cessation is not tenable. Assuredly a state's not caused just by that very state to cease, and one state also is not caused just by another state to cease. Indeed, when the arising of all dharmas is untenable, indeed then the cessation of all dharmas is untenable. First for a thing that does exist, cessation is untenable. Sure it's not tenable a thing, and non-thing should be unified. And for a non-existent thing, cessation is untenable. Just as for instance cutting off a second head does not exist. Cessation of cessations not, by self or other's entity. Arising of arising's not, by self or other just like that. With no arising lasting or, destruction proved and no composed. And with no proof of the composed, how will the uncomposed give proof? Just like a magic show, a dream, just like a city of Gandhars, just so arising was described, so lasting and destruction so.